So now, throughout this series, what we've been doing is decreeing some things, right? We've been decreeing things. And for those of you who have not been with us, I'm going to show you how we decree scripture. And then once I show you, I'm going to ask you to come back and help us decree things. All right, this is how we would decree Matthew 6 and 11. Father, your word has declared in Matthew 6 and 11 that we are to pray for daily bread. Therefore, I decree that there is sufficiency in my house for this day and days to come. I decree it, it is so in Jesus' name. That simple. That's how we decree it. That's how we decree it. Yeah, that's how we decree it. So now I need y'all to help me to decree this so it works in your life. Repeat after me. Father, y'all ain't decreeing like that. You gotta get bold and get ugly with the devil. Come on, say, Father, your word has declared in Matthew 6 and 11 that we are to pray for daily bread. Therefore, I decree that there is sufficiency in my house for this day and days yet to come. I decree it. It is so in Jesus' name. Now praise God that it's so. Tell your neighbor, say, you looking at me like I'm crazy. I just got my mortgage paid. You sitting there looking at me. I've heard some people say that when you preach messages like this, you give people false hope. Well, it ain't false hope if it's in scripture. It's false hope if you just got a wish for this, but it ain't false hope if the word of God said it. Don't you know if you stand on the word of God, God's word can do something in your life that can blow your mind. His word is still life. His word is still power. His word is still authority.